This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.
We had like almost 6 months of parties. There was a post-production party, there was a party for the screening of the final episode. It's never felt like an end because there's always been another party about the end of it.
So that's how you say goodbye to one of the most popular PBS shows ever, Downton Abbey. Composer John Lunn has been immersed in the series for the past 6 years and has compiled Downton Abbey, the ultimate collection. It's a musical souvenir. He says you'll recognize plenty of these melodies, which symbolize your favorite characters, like Mary and Matthew Crawley.
Well, Such Good Luck was a theme that came in the beginning of Series 2. It was when Mary and Matthew were on a train station and they'd been together at the end of Series 1 and were no longer together. But there was a germ of something, you know, still there. And she says goodbye to him, and he's going off to the First World War. He's actually going off to fight. The producers wanted me to give people an idea that not only was she saying goodbye to Matthew, but actually we were as well, and it was very likely that he wasn't going to come back. I knew the script. I knew that at the end of that series he was going to propose to her and she was going to accept. And so I just had this sort of idea of trying to make, you know, a piece of music that could actually cover both. And there's a hint in the train station cue that actually some good might come out of this. Consequently, the more I've been asked about the music, the more and more I've sort of realised that actually the music is not specifically about one character or about one emotion, but it's about the relationships between people.
If you've been following this series, you know that Matthew Crawley did die at the end of Season 3. And fans weren't the only ones who were upset.
Oh, he took some of my best tunes to the grave with him. But there is a scene in, I think it's a penultimate episode for you, where Mary does go back to his grave. And it was just ideal to bring back, you know, that tune. And in fact, since Matthew died, there's been a couple of times where, you know, it has been possible to kind of, you know, bring back his ghost in some form. But I was very angry with him when he, you know, in fact, I've told him that as well, that he made my life hell once he'd gone.
While much of the music is carried over from series to series, Lunn says there's also a new element in each episode. For the final series, it's the new Gladiators.
There is this idea that the world is changing. Things like, you know, having a Formula One race, something we still have now. So there was a feeling that the music should kind of reflect that change as well. So in fact, I slightly changed the orchestration, had some trumpets in a, you know, a section of French horns. And actually the music is probably more like some kind of 1950s, you know, film score. You could even, it could be James Bondish.
John Lunn commented that the final series doesn't end the way he expected, so of course I had to ask him if he could elaborate on that a little bit.
I think I was expecting us to leave the house, or the house gets sold, or something. Something happens to kind of, you know, bring it to an end, and it doesn't. But it's no less satisfying. In fact, in many ways, it's more satisfying the way it does end.
Saying goodbye to Downton Abbey with the ultimate collection featuring music by John Lunn. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.